Did you guys hear Stephen Hawking's last words?
Wait, no.
It's even funnier the second time. Welcome to the On the Quickly, the Overwatch podcast that likes to nip at a tasty cocktail from time to time. This is episode 10. I'm Dee, and this week I'm joined by Hannah.
Hello.
By LP.
How's it going, everybody?
And for the first time ever, we have guests on the On the Quickly. Welcome Elena and Gianmarco from the Spawn Launch Project.
Hello, everybody.
Ciao a tutti ragazzi, yeah.
Yeah, look at that, we have instant translation, I love it. How are you guys doing?
Is that Italian?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh my god, we have Italian English, you didn't tell me this? I have so many questions.
Oh, that's good, we can teach you.
Well, we'll keep all the questions for later in the podcast. We'll start out with the general news, the news of the week.
Situational awareness could save your life. I recommend it.
So, what happened this week? Well, it was a rather slow week, I guess. We had an announcement for the Brigitte. No, I'm saying it again, wrong again. Brigitte, right?
There we go.
For the Brigitte release date. So next week on Tuesday the 20th, we'll be able to pound the silliness out of our enemies with a flail using Brigitte. She'll be on the live service. You won't be able to play her in competitive yet, but that's normal. We just have to wait a few weeks before that happens.
Once again, us console plebs are excited because we haven't even touched Brigitte.
Yeah.
So this is really important for me. I really need to play the hero. I've seen too many VODs, too many videos, and it's my time.
She's amazing.
She is. Yeah. Did you mark your calendar?
Amazing.
Yeah. Have you guys been playing on PT? You both play on the consoles, right? Elena and Gianmarco?
Elena.
Hey.
I play on PlayStation.
And I play on PC, but I didn't have that much time to try Brigitte, so
yeah.
I'm really new to this character.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll all be able to test her.
Yeah, I can't
play
wait.
Play her on Tuesday.
Tuesday!
Yeah, mark it in your calendar with a huge golden circle, because she's really shiny. With the
huge golden hammer.
Good idea. A flail. That would be awesome. I need that kind of marker that makes like a chain pattern when you draw with it, and then in gold. That would make my life so easy or better.
Like a little stamp, just bloop, bloop, bloop,
yeah.
For all the links.
Yeah, like a 6-year old girl.
Yeah, like a 6-year old girl.
I'm not the typical 6-year old girl, past that already.
Yeah, you are, with your long flowing locks.
Yeah, true. With that announcement of the release date, they showed how they came to the concept. Apparently, Brigitte started out as a character that they called the Paladin, which refers to the class in World of Warcraft, because she has this shield and the flail, but also because she has this little Diablo Crusader filter, which is really interesting to see. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of the fact that they start building characters, and then afterwards they stick on a personality. So they had the Paladin character, and afterwards they decide, hey, this would fit really well with the story of Brigitte. We could fit her in there.
Wow, I'm looking at the definition right now, and a paladin is a knight renowned for heroism and chivalry.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's in RPGs and things, they generally tend to be able to heal as well. So sometimes they have like some white magic skills, so they can heal.
Yeah, they're stirred.
So it really works for her.
Okay, they are stirred as iron and generally a tank. So
yeah.
Yeah.
In World of Warcraft, they're really the Knights of the Light. They're really all about light. They're really easy. Well, really, if you have one in your group and it's dark, it's really awesome because they have all the light. And...
Oh.
Okay, that was a dad joke. I'm really sorry about that. But yeah, okay, that's something to look forward to. Next Tuesday, we'll be able to flail out of everybody. See, I censored myself there, LP. I didn't go all European and curse.
No. We like to keep this show as explicit as possible. We're transparent here. We don't need to disguise who we are.
We're not family friendly. Not at all.
That's very true.
Yeah, we... at all.
So that's the new hero, but we still have 26 other heroes. And one of those heroes is being reworked at this moment. So we talked about him in the previous podcast. Hanzo is on the table for a major rework.
We've Along with Symmetra and Torb, let's not forget those beautiful people.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, but like Hanzo's the next one that they have like on their board of to-do list.
The whiteboard, the one on top for the moment is Hanzo. But they talked about Symmetra too this week, but more about that maybe later in the podcast. Hanzo will be getting his animations and his sound done once Brigitte is out, which should be next Wednesday, I guess. First day, if the first day they walk into the office after the release, they start on the sound and animations for Hanzo. And once those are done or almost done, he'll hit PTR. And Jeff Kaplan was hoping for an April test server release.
I feel like every time Blizzard releases a hero, I mean, this might just be my head, but I feel like they just throw champagne and like a big party at the office, like, release the hero!
Woo!
Everybody goes wild. Awesome.
Yeah, that must be a motivation to release more heroes. Like, guys, we really need to have a party, so let's just release a hero.
Guys, I need those free meals. We should get a hero out soon.
Anybody else that feels like having toast? All right, let's just release another hero so you can throw a party with champagne and toast, which is a weird combination, but still.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can provide the drink.
Blizzard?
Drinking stuff.
Are you listening? Yeah. We have someone that will supply you with cocktails for every release party from now on.
Blizzard, please invite us.
We'll just serve the drink or something, or be on the background. I don't know.
We will.
Happily. Yeah, LP brought it up already, but indeed, Symmetra and Torbjörn are also on the table. Torbjörn is still very blurry, but there were some questions asked about Symmetra on the forums. Jeff replied that, well, people were really worried because it's the second big... the second attempt, really, to getting Symmetra right. So people are really curious what they will be doing with her. But Jeff could not really elaborate on the plans. But he said it will take some serious time to get it all done. So I wouldn't be...
Yeah, he said that kind of they were really thinking hard as a team to make sure that they kind of do her justice. Obviously, they don't want to end up reworking her again.
Right.
Again.
If you guys have seen the Overwatch League, a lot of players or a lot of teams will play Symmetra like in spawn, and it'll just completely troll the audience because that's what they want to see. They want to see a Symmetra play, and as soon as they get off spawn, they're like, "Well, I'm switching back to my hero." You see a lot of signs saying, "Play Symmetra, you cowards!
You cowards!"
And those are the same people. Yeah, but those are the same people, if you pick Symmetra in a game, that are calling you trash and reporting you for throwing. Those are the exact same people, so...
Oh, good call,
We'll have to wait and see what they do with her. I'm really curious. I really like her when it comes to a lore standpoint. She's really something different in the whole spectrum of...
I'm
using spectrum very... Well, lightly here, but I like the way that when it comes to inclusion, she is like, she put the boundary for inclusion in games at a different level. We've had games where people are like gay characters are included, and we've seen this grow, and it's a positive evolution. But having someone with the that's on the spectrum, the autism spectrum included, really as a part of the lore, it's something new. I don't think it ever happened in a game before.
Not that I know of, no. Like, I know a lot of people sort of look up to Symmetra, especially some of the younger players that play Overwatch.
Yeah. I think it's something that's underestimated. How many people in our society are somewhere on that spectrum? Because we all have this little tick in us that makes us different, and I think it's a beautiful thing for those people to see this character or have someone to look up to.
Yeah, and to have her be so kind of smart and successful, mm-hmm. and
a hero.
Such a big to be one of the heroes. Yeah. It's
too bad that she's not on the spots where she needs to be, so
I know.
Which end though?
Any speculation as to the abilities they might give her, or anything?
Well, I have had some really great suggestions in our crew stream. So we did a crew stream this week, which ended up being me and Hilde playing with the two of us. But it was fun. It was really fun. And the audience were talking about, we were talking silly about Doomfist. And someone suggested that we could make a mix of Doomfist and Symmetra. So you'll have these little fists that stick to the wall. And if you pass by, go like, bam! Bam!
Oh my god!
Which is really effective and annoying at the same time. Like, if you're walking, you're not really killed, you just get a fist to the face going, hey!
Hey! Hey! Oi, hey!
I'm scared now.
I really love the idea, but I don't think Blizzard will go that route. I think the teleporter will still be an important part of her kit, and the turrets should still be a part of that kit, but if I were in their place, I would not know how to really, because that's the problem. Her turrets are so important to her, the character that she is, her lore, just the total atmosphere around the character. But on the other hand, it's just like a very dick move put a turret there.
I mean, I've seen suggestions that say that the turrets should be like on a cooldown instead of being something that you can destroy, so they become indestructible, but after a certain amount of time she has to rebuild them.
So they have like fuel or something.
Because part of the reason why she's so easy to counter is because you can just take her turrets down and then shoot her from afar and she's down.
Wait, you can take her turrets down? Someone needs to tell my teammates, because every game I'm playing, you have a soldier that runs through at the speed, just runs past those turrets, doesn't kill them, and I'm there playing Zenyatta going, hey guys, wait for me!
Oh no.
Yeah, I tend to do it as Mercy a lot. I'm like, let me just fix that for you, because I can't heal you fast enough.
I think a minor detail that they could add to her kit is just allowing your team members to see where the turrets are placed, because that would give everybody an idea of what choke to kind of like.
That's true.
To know.
I've also read a suggestion, that would be really major and probably hard to implement in the game, but it has to do with her hard light shaping ability. That she would be able to build walls and stairs and stuff, but that would be totally game changing, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, like Fortnite and Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It becomes more a defensive hero.
All inclusive game.
Right now.
Yeah. She's not a support character, but yeah. She might be a good defense hero indeed. Walls sound like a really cool idea, and stairs too. So you won't need to rely on Mei to get.
But could you imagine if both sides had a Symmetra and a Mei?
Yeah.
Oh, please. So that's my worst nightmare.
The sky
as a Lucio player.
Four sets of walls popping up.
As a Lucio player, that's like my absolute worst nightmare, to be frozen and be caught by Symmetra's turrets.
But wait, LP.
The cringe.
Lucio mains and walls. Come on. If they can put up more walls, we have more walls to ride. So it has an advantage too.
Advantage, but if she's on the opposite team, it's GG for me.
Still,
it's very frustrating as D.Va when you're trying to throw your ult and then your own Mei blocks you.
Yeah, but yeah, that's Mei for you. She's the devil, so we knew about that. That's the way she rolls.
Team Blocker Mei!
I really think that those mazes have really an automatic ability, just like they start ramming that button for the wall and it's just like, okay, I'll put it here, I'll put it here, I'll put it here. Annoying little, and I'm censoring myself again. Sorry about that.
You're aware of it now, so you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm really aware about it.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
This is your full LP.
Let it go while we're talking about me. I like it. I like it. Nice.
The Ice Queen of Death.
Yes. Now you have to sing.
Nope.
Let it go.
Never ask LP to sing, please. He's awesome, but don't make him sing.
I have needles in my throat.
Okay.
Moving on
indeed. I was trying to picture yourself with needles in your throat, but it got a little bloody. One character that has been reworked too for a small part, and then
did someone say Bloody Mary?
Nice way to wake up the cocktail man, go Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
love it man, that's dedication to your job. Oh man, so much dedication in all these people. Okay, I'm going to try it again, guys. One character that also is on the table is Sombra. She is getting nerfed in the next patch. Apparently, they overdid it for a bit. Yeah, her hack.
Did you guys hear? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. They held a panel for the Symmetra like rework, and they were talking about like suggestions from the team players. Like, how do you guys feel? And a lot of players were saying that Symmetra right now is really not fun to play against.
They did you mean a Sombra? Panel with?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say Sombra.
Oh, really?
the Overwatch developers held a panel with the players of the Overwatch League.
Yeah, they have.
Interesting to see that they do that.
They have certain groups of people that they meet with like every few weeks to get their feedback. They know what they're doing, those guys. I love it. Of course, the risk is if they only listen to the Overwatch League players, that the rest of us will be screwed.
Oof.
Yeah, we're not all that good. If we were all that good, we'd all be playing in the Overwatch League. But yeah, indeed, she's getting nerfed. Her hack, when it gets interrupted, will have a cooldown of 2 seconds. So if someone interrupts your hack, you'll have to wait for 2 seconds before you can use it again. And there was this mechanic, something that they didn't talk about before, that made it impossible in the last like fraction of the hack to interrupt it, because they had issues with small objects breaking the line of sight, which interrupted the hack at weird, really unpredictable moments. So they made it that the last half second or something, it becomes impossible. Even if you run off, even if you fly away, whatever, you'll still get hacked. But they removed that.
You know, I thought I was crazy, but it's nice to know it's true.
Yeah. It is. So you can cancel that appointment. Everything is okay. You're not going crazy. But they removed it now.
That'll free up Wednesday.
They made these little other mechanisms. They put them in place to avoid the smaller parts of the scenery interrupting stuff, which allows you, if you get away in that last half second, if you can walk around the corner, that will interrupt the hack. So it's easier to get a line of sight break for her victims. So it's a slight nerf. I don't think it will have that much impact. If you're a smart Sombra player, it won't change your playstyle too much.
No, but I think it'll help, because she is ridiculously terrifying at the moment.
She is. She is so scary. Like, I like playing against a really good Symmetra.
Sombra.
It's just... I'm drunk, guys. All right.
Drunk, we have the spawn line.
You guys are infectious.
That's not our fault.
Yeah, your voice makes him drunk, so... It's just the sound of the alcohol that gets him going.
Yeah.
No one likes to be Sombra DDoSed.
No, we don't.
Yeah, the only place where I really dislike her is if you're playing Total Mayhem and you're a support. If you have a Sombra in there just starts chain hacking you.
No.
That's what I'm yelling when they're doing it, but they don't listen.
No!
It doesn't help.
As a Zenyatta main, Having a good Sombra again to play against is so frustrating.
It is.
Because basically, if you have a good Sombra or an average Sombra against, you're screwed if you're playing Zenyatta. So yeah, I hope it will get easier to play against.
Yeah, just throw your foot in the air every time she comes close to you, and just a lot. That's the thing I love the most about Zenyatta is that little foot going in the air every time you use melee.
I hate it when Zenyattas do that just to finish you
I
off.
I love it. I love doing that.
It's like I died from a kick to the face.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
A kick to the face of a robot wearing slippers, so it's even more embarrassing than just a kick to the face. I've been playing a lot of Zenyatta lately and just quick play. Because I like to just switch it up. My main is still Lucio, and well, my second main has become Moira. But now I'm playing Zenyatta a lot because I want to practice my aim and just that little foot. I'm just like woohoo, kicking things.
the little foot.
The whole team is like, please heal. I'm like, fuck off.
my little foot, guys.
Watch out. I wish I was just saying that, but when the game just launched. I was playing a lot of Zenyatta too with my girlfriend with Hilde. And I was just standing in front of her yelling, look at my foot! Cook, kicking her to the face. Look at my foot! And she was like, it's funny for the first 10 times, but dude, stop it already. So I stopped and when she told me I should be sleeping in the sofa, I was like, okay, I'm going to stop with the foot.
Aww.
Good. That's the way to make
the
me...
The ultimate threat.
Yeah, the ultimate threat. I don't like sleeping on the sofa. Right, so next week we'll see Brigitte being added and we'll see Sombra cry a little bit because she won't be able to hack everybody as easily. And when it comes to general news, that was about it this week. It has been a slow news week. We're hoping to get a little more information on the Uprising event in the coming weeks. Once that Brigitte will be released, we'll see some other content coming our way. But yeah. That wasn't this week, sadly. But we have something else. We have our guests from the Spawn Lounge here.
Yay!
And, yeah. If you don't know the Spawn Lounge, they're on Instagram. They're an account that two people that make Overwatch-themed cocktails and post about them. Take beautiful pictures and then throw them on their Instagram account. I've discovered them by accident, I guess, or you guys tagged me or something.
I think we tagged you in one of our first cocktails, you know, just to get out there. And yeah, and you noticed us and that was so cool. And we were like, oh my God, Omnic Pose, oh my God. And yeah, and we're so thankful. And
yeah, no worries. I just love the content. That was the first time that I saw them. I showed it to my girlfriend. Look at these guys. They are making cocktails themed in Overwatch. My voice really went up that high.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah. Such hype.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love that type of content, is where people just take something connected with something they know that they have a really advanced knowledge of. So they're bringing the elements in your life together into one concept. I really get a kick of seeing stuff like that. So that's why I started just reposting your stuff because I loved your content. And now you guys are doing a series of recipe posts on our website. So
that's right. Yeah, so everybody can make our cocktails and literally everybody, because we give the original recipe with alcohol and the alcohol-free recipe. So, everybody can enjoy our cocktails and throw Overwatch-themed parties and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
That sounds like an awesome idea. Just a party with nothing else but Overwatch-themed cocktails. We need to do this summer or something.
I just had my birthday. I should have totally had one of those recipes, you know?
But you're having a watch party, the perfect place to do them. Come on.
You know, it's so funny because, like, I've looked at the recipes and I looked at the Earth Shatter, the Reinhardt-themed cocktail, and it just looked so good. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we that well when creating that one, we thought, okay, what does Reinhardt like? He likes currywurst. Okay, let's try and put curry into the beer, and we just tried it, and it was so delicious, and we were like, whoa, yes, this is the Reinhardt's cocktail.
And I love that. That's nice. Just the idea, I would never think of putting anything sausage-like in beer. Well, except maybe.
Right. Right, but yeah, it's all about just experimenting and trying new stuff. And like, almost always we find out that our ideas actually
Tastes good. I can't believe ourselves.
Yeah, because... well, Gianmarco here is a barman, and he is studying further to become a barman. And so, yeah, we do have some experience in cocktail making and mixology, but yeah, it's just good to try new things, yeah, to make original stuff, because, you know, Overwatch stuff and Overwatch designs are so original and so unique that we need to create unique cocktails, not just
Yeah, totally. And just by experimenting and doing crazy stuff, you can discover. Have you ever just tried something and thought, oh, what the hell?
Oh yeah. That happened with the Doomfist cocktail, do you remember?
Yeah, because we found this typical drink of
Nigeria.
Nigeria, yeah. At, the Zobo, and one of the ingredients was garlic. So we tried this out, and we both associate the taste of the of roasted pork of the
gravy. Yeah, I mean, no offense. Really, but
we don't have a lot of Nigerian listeners, so.
Yeah, really, as an Italian who is used to eat at grandma's every Sunday and eat roasted pork with gravy, it totally tasted like gravy, and no, that just didn't taste like a cocktail to us. So yeah, we had to change it up a bit.
It will hit the mark, but maybe in a negative way.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. Who is playing the Reinhardt?
I think that's what he would say. He would say that, right?
Yeah, Reinhardt would say that about something that tastes like gravy for sure. It just fits. He's going with bring me currywurst and then bring me some of that gravy cocktail that they made. I really like it.
Yeah.
Don't think it's a cocktail for a dating
actually,
night.
Actually, there's a recipe that really...
No, totally no.
There's a recipe that really exists, and I think that was codified by the ABA, the International Bartenders Association.
Don't worry.
And that has...
broth?
Broth meat in... on it, so strange.
Some recipes for cocktails are really not weird, but they're not for
different.
Everybody. Because
yeah,
of course, yeah. Culturally, we are everybody is used to different tastes. So
we're more of the. I think in our regions, people are more thinking. Well, I was going to ask, but let me first finish my sentence because, well, I'm getting old and tend to forget stuff. We're used to more fruity tastes when it comes to cocktails, or like going for the more sweet and bitter stuff. I think in other cultures, they. Well, that was my question. If you study mixology, which is an awesome word to use, and mixing drinks, what's the definition of a cocktail? Because apparently, when I hear broth...
Too strong!
That's as long as it's strong.
It's so good to have Reinhardt hanging around with us.
There's so many variation on the definition, because every place from there's a definition and that varies a little.
Varies
a little from each other. Maybe in the past that was only a drink that was mixed by a cocktail, so that where the name came from. And now
so wait, what cocktail is that?
Because in the past maybe one can mix the drink with the tail of a cock, with a cocktail.
Oh wow.
Yeah, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's from this legend maybe, yeah, that came from the cocktail name for the drink. And nowadays,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, nowadays cocktail is sorry guys.
It's okay.
No worries.
The mix of two drinks that can be alcohol with alcohol and alcohol free. There's a gray area to cross, because a cocktail basically is born from alcohol, and is in recent times that maybe a cocktail can be alcoholic free.
Yeah, so it's just mixing stuff to get drunk.
Yeah,
and if broth fits in, just throw it in.
Why
there.
Not?
Yeah, broth and vodka, whatever. Yeah. Just mix them.
That's grog.
You see.
You just pull open the cupboard and see what's in there. Okay, we can make a cocktail from this.
Yeah, and,
through the guy. I love the little bomb of knowledge that just was dropped on everybody, that it comes from the cock and his tail.
Yeah.
We'll never forget
Indeed.
That. So you're really welcome, listeners. You just got something to talk about at the next party.
Yeah.
So do we actually.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just pills of knowledge.
Providing you
to throw around.
Socially awkward commentary. Yay!
Yeah, at that moment where the conversation really starts to fall on its ass, you just say, did you know that the word cocktail comes from the fact that they used to mix it with the tail of a cock? And everybody were like, did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
What was that?
Like, what?
Just make sure to use the tail. Don't forget that
Please
part.
Please don't.
You'll end up in really,
end up in really weird
So something I've been wondering about since we met, like, I guess, 6-8 months ago or something. How did you guys meet? Because you're both from Italy, North Italy. So you were friends before you started all this, and it just came organically, or?
Yeah, well, we are both from the same town, city, whatever. Town. It's we live near Venice, and we've lived here all of our lives. And we actually went to the same school, but we never really talked.
Yeah.
And then I just started hanging around with his friends, because I started do jiu-jitsu with them.
Jiu-jitsu. Nice.
And, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it just happened that we were at the same night out with friends, and yeah, we just became friends like that.
Gianmarco, tell me, do you use your jiu-jitsu skills to mix the cocktails? Do it from the wrist.
I use my jiu-jitsu skills to shake the cocktail.
Nice.
Life works.
See, that's why you can make any flavor work. It's just those skills of mixing and shaking. You can throw in rocks.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter, sand, whatever. It will come out perfect because you know how to shake. That's really that's
it will
the secret
both look and taste amazing.
Yeah, can you imagine that he puts in rocks,
Stop it.
He's going through the whole Wikipedia page and just listening to everything. And as soon as he can use something, we're blessed. So can you imagine?
I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting with Roadhog and Reinhardt, and they love the speak of alcohol. This is their forte.
Guys.
I mean, have you not seen that beer belly?
It's like a beer keg, actually. If you put a tap in there,
why have a six pack when you can get the keg?
That's right. Yeah.
Love it, love it. I was saying, so can you imagine that he's on the beach putting in rocks and shells and stuff? I need to stop hitting my microphone. And and just, it looks so dirty.
No, because if you continually hit the microphone, he does a better job. It's the key.
That's... Not all technology works with hitting it, trust me. I know from experience.
Oh, that's why we're so bad at technology. Oh.
Yeah, never
hit technology.
Too much jiu-jitsu. It's jiu-jitsu. Yeah, that's the thing. You learn that you need to hit everything and it will be better. But I love the story. I love the little twist that you guys met in jiu-jitsu class. So, which is so unexpected when you talk about cocktails. So
and Overwatch.
And Overwatch, yeah. That brings me to the next question. So you both started playing Overwatch when it launched, or just later, or you never played it? Do you know what Overwatch is? Let me explain.
What? Overwatch? What is it?
Overwatch?
What? No. I started playing Overwatch, like, right after Anna was released, I think. Gianmarco, I think he started playing Overwatch. He knew about it, but he started playing, like, one year later,
because the same fact that I used to play Diablo, and I received a mail from Blizzard that was launching Overwatch on the same day of my birthday. And actually, I said.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's not for me. And exactly 1 year later, I was playing
Hooked
Overwatch, and I like Overwatch. Yeah.
Well, trust me, that was my first response too, because I've been playing a lot of Blizzard games, and when they introduced it at BlizzCon, my first reaction was, what, a shooter? And look at me now. It can go really fast. And I usually don't play shooters, but Overwatch is the exception, and now I'm playing other shooters because I got better at shooters. I know I can aim now. What? I just hit somebody? So I just have to put this little thing over them, and okay. I didn't know that.
So I have to line up the cursor.
Special. So we know what your mains are, Elena. Am I saying it correctly this time? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're playing Zenyatta and Anna?
I wish I was. I'm not good enough. No, mostly Zenyatta and Mercy.
Mercy? Who is Mercy?
I thought I was good. Yeah, Mercy. I thought I was good at Lucio, but then now I watched some gameplay online and I was like, oh. That's how you play it. No. Okay.
The floor is lava. That's about the biggest drill you have when you're playing.
I really need to get better at the boop thing.
Oh, yeah. I love the boop thing. Yeah. That's why I love Lucio so much. It's just wall riding and booping people all over the place. It's just, but I don't think it's as easy to do it on... I think when you play PC... that Lucio is a really nice character to play. I don't think it's as easy to do it on console because it takes some really,
I have input on this.
Check this out. So I have a way of playing Lucio where I don't put my jump on the L2 button, but I crab claw it.
Yeah. What?
Okay, so my pointer finger on my right hand hits the X button while my middle finger is on R1 and my ring finger is on L2, and I just crab claw this really weird. I'm gonna break my hand.
Yeah.
I have arthritis by like 30 years old.
You are. I'm trying to work out how that works.
Well,
it's my favorite way of playing Lucio. I seriously cannot go back. I've tried remodifying my controls, but this is just the way to play Lucio.
You're gonna have to take us a picture.
Oh, yeah,
tutorial video.
Sorry, check it out in the Yonder post.
Yeah, we'll put up on the website. So, tutorial video: how to claw play Lucio.
Claw your way to success.
See, that's why we have Hannah on the team. She lobs out the titles like it's no problem at all. I love it. So you're playing Mercy and Zenyatta. Gianmarco, what are you playing?
Playing with many, many, many brackets. I play Widowmaker and Reinhardt. Because
that's very Italian.
Very different characters.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I see a connection. It's a German character and a French character. He's staying true to the European continent. He's like, let's keep this European, guys. I'm getting hooked to pick a French and a German character.
Because I play Widowmaker when the team allows me.
Okay.
And when I can't, I usually play Reinhardt.
Yeah, but they're really different characters. Like, if you play Widowmaker, it's all about... Yeah, good aim. If you're playing Reinhardt, it's about being badass.
And not diving all the way.
Don't charge. They need to remove that charge. I'm so fed up with the Reinhardts. Especially
No.
If you have...
They just leave.
I can't really say that. If you can find... Yeah. I made it. a game where your team doesn't do anything, and the other team sucks as well. You can charge everybody.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I got 20 streaks kill thing. Playing like
only
this.
Charging.
I really didn't use the shield because no one seems to care about me, and I was slamming like this, and bring me another. Yeah, because no, it was fantastic. Yeah,
Gianmarco, I think you have a really awesome Schwarzenegger impression. Your voice when you said that.
I was just going to say that. Oh my god!
Yeah,
yes.
We were doing a live stream on Instagram, and we were playing Overwatch, and he started doing a Reinhardt impression, and was like, "What?
If you throw in get to the chapa in there, you'll get everybody convinced that you're Schwarzenegger for sure." Yeah, but it can be, from time to time, it can be nice to be charging and hitting everybody, but I get the feeling in a lot of my games that the Reinhardts always think that the shield is a privilege for them and not for all the others. So you're walking behind it.
Please, Reinhardt, please shield us, please.
Keep
please.
That freaking shield up. You're behind the shield, lobbing your balls at everybody, and he's like, shield down, going to whatever he does with his hammer, and you're dead 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
Wow, that was so sad.
And I'm dead. Yeah. And not the only one. Every time that issue, we could make a poster that says, I'm going to make a t-shirt out of that. Okay, it's decided. I'm going to.
Every
time a Reinhardt lowers his shield, 3 people die. I'm going to make a t-shirt. Yeah, Let me take a note. Okay. After the podcast, I'm making that t-shirt. You can buy it from our website.
Just plugging the website, guys.
Yeah, I need to get it in there every freaking time. I need to. But you guys have been I know that Elena has been studying really hard these last months. Yeah, working hard and succeeded. Congratulations with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you guys have been laying low for a while, but I guess you'll be kicking back into action really soon.
Yes. Yeah, we will. We are working on our recipes and also on new drinks and cocktails. And yeah, and we're also working on our recipe book. So yeah, that will come too. And we're so excited. We have so much stuff to do and nice. So much stuff going on. But yeah,
really we'll looking forward to that recipe book. I'll be buying one for sure.
I just have to butt in, but so Mercy is like, I would say she is my main, and you made her cocktail with my favorite fruity flavors, and I'm so happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like cherry yeah. peach and apricot, they're like, oh, I love them so much. Like cherry flavored things and peach flavored things.
But look,
so
Hannah.
So glad to
Hannah,
hear this.
Like I said, it's not a coincidence. It's that Jujitsu class, really. That really enables him to just... It's magic. No, you can do anything.
It is pure magic.
Ooh, I'm going to buy 10 recipe books, and I'm going to hopefully expect the bar, the Spawn Lounge bar, to open up sometime somewhere near close to me.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be really cool.
That would be an awesome
cool.
concept. Just like doing it on a conference or something, or just a BlizzCon. Send an email to Blizzard. Hey, guys, you want to do a cocktail bar at the next BlizzCon? It'll be, okay. And you'll be done.
Okay.
That's the way how this is the way how the world works. You just have to ask, and then the rest will follow.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, since you guys did all the 26 characters, at the end you did some event skins. So what direction, or if you want to share, of course, you don't have to, but what direction are you thinking of going with the next cocktails?
Well...
That's a good answer. We are planning to do some extra cocktail from Blizzard. We mainly the one in our mind is the Jeff Kaplan cocktail, and maybe the Michael Chu as well, and the Galan. I don't
Bruno
Galan. Yeah.
I have no idea how to pronounce his name, but yeah,
it was an
the lead
another,
artist.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, right. I can't help you with the name, but it's the lead artist, guys. Look him up.
Yeah, okay.
That guy.
And until the next anniversary, that will be the Overwatch anniversary.
On your birthday? And,
yeah, on my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, our anniversary. And we begin to post and make the map-inspired cocktail.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see the Jeff Kaplan cocktail, and we'll help you guys getting that spread and just get everybody to check it out, because we know there's a lot of Jeff Kaplan fans out there. When it comes to characters, everybody has a preference and they have someone they hate. But when it comes to Jeff Kaplan,
but everybody
mains
Jeff.
So loved.
It's all about love.
Yeah.
The Jeff Kaplan cocktail.
And maybe we can reveal to... We are working on the recipe book of the first season, we call it, that, which will be the 26
heroes
cocktails and drink, with both alcohol and alcohol-free recipe, and some extra features that will be the behind-the-scenes.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Sign me up
course.
For a pre-order.
yeah,
you guys gotta let us know when it's out.
Okay, we know. We take note.
Okay.
Yeah,
first. You're taking notes.
Yeah, but I think we'll have a few orders from our crew to you guys for sure.
Yeah. nice. Okay.
And we'll
Thank
be posting
you.
It on our website and our Instagram account. So the moment that they're done with the book, I'll make sure to add them on Instagram too. Spawn Launch Project, but we'll make a lot of noise about it because it's going to be awesome, and we are looking forward to see all the future cocktails that you guys will think of. I hope there will no more broth cocktails, because that just scares me. Can you imagine a mayonnaise cocktail or something?
Yeah.
It's getting worse. I need to stop thinking.
It's called
ketchup.
Yeah.
you saying the mayonnaise flavored cocktail is called ketchup?
I was just throwing something out there, Hannah. I'm not. I'm not
my God.
I did not train in jiu-jitsu. Don't expect miracles from me,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay, okay.
I have other priorities. I leave it to the. They do a really awesome job.
They and, do.
We'll continue.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, all right. We'll take care of
something
that.
To look forward to. So we're going to continue with the podcast. Stick around. We'll be talking about esports after this. So let's talk about esports. LP, tell us what happened this week.
Ooh, all right, guys. Welcome to esports. We've had some spicy matchups in stage two, spicy. Week four. Spicy, spicy. So Wednesday, March 14th, we had Boston Uprising destroy the Dallas Fuel on a 4-0. Then after
spicily.
That, the new oh, spicily, of course. The New York X. All right, all right. I'm gonna try to be a little more serious. And the
I'm
New
sorry.
York X. No. And so the New York Excel beat the Seoul Dynasty. Now, this was a game that I watched, and I heard Chris Puckett, the analyst, mention that they have some pretty big investors. You know, so the investors that were, I guess, behind the scenes, they got to watch perhaps the best game of the entire regular season, which was NYXL and Seoul Dynasty. This was an all-out brawl. It was a 3-2, New York Excel up. Man, if you guys get a chance, check out the VODs. Disgusting plays. Some of the best top tier Overwatch. I'm gonna stop hyping it up. Anyways, after that, we had Philadelphia Fusion 4-0, the poor little Shanghai Dragons.
I do believe
they're gonna be receiving Gagari pretty soon. I believe the 30th of March. So we have some, you know, we have some hope. Come on. My girlfriend the other day was like, I hope the Shanghai Dragons, like, I feel so bad. Like, I want them to win. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
We all so. Do.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, Shanghai. Come on. Stick in there. You stage three. You can do it.
Thursday, March 15th, we had Shanghai Dragons face the New York Excelsior. It was another 0-4. Of course. Poor little Shanghai. Florida
spicy.
Mayhem. Now, this was not so spicy, but the Florida Mayhem game was spicy. So we had Florida Mayhem 3-1, the Los Angeles Valiant. Now, this game was a little bit kind of inconsistent. The Los Angeles Valiant were one of the top teams in stage one, and now they're a little bit sitting towards the lower pack. But good for the Florida Mayhem, you know, 3-1. Then Houston versus LA Gladiators. Now, this was a crazy matchup. The Los Angeles Gladiators used some strats and some compositions that we've never seen before in the Overwatch League. You should definitely check it out as well. But they did take the Houston Outlaws 3-2. So, sorry, Houston Outlaw
Damn
fans.
It.
I know you guys are feeling
Houston.
That one. Houston! As far as today's games, we have Los Angeles and Florida. It's... Well, I'm not going to say the times, but, you know, we are all at different times. And then we have London versus San Francisco. And the last game, Los Angeles versus Boston. And then March 17th, Seoul. This is going to be a big game. Seoul Dynasty versus London Spitfire. Big game.
Yeah.
Then after that, San Francisco versus Houston Outlaws. And the last game of week four is going to be Dallas versus Philadelphia Fusion.
I'm getting the feeling that the South Korean domination is playing up again. I'm seeing a lot of the top teams are London, New York, London, and Seoul. I think Seoul and London are switched.
Yeah.
So we're back at the same situation that we had somewhere in the middle of the previous stage.
But there is some hope because LA Gladiators did beat the London Spitfire.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Some hope out there.
I still want to see like we had at the end of the last stage. We saw some teams really rise up in more than just one game and just pulling through to even get into the final three.
Yeah,
would be nice to see it happen again.
A lot of the analysts saying it's the meta. The meta right now is a very favorable South Korean meta. You know, the Lucio and Ana and Zenyatta coming back into the meta. It's just looking like this, like the Koreans know how to dominate. So
yeah, they really they know to pick those fast plays, how to work them and stuff. But,
they got their jiu-jitsu down packed. Eventually. I'll tell you that.
They have.
Well,
it all comes back down to jiu-jitsu.
And the little feet.
That's it. Always. That's the way to live your life. No. With all this, those were the games that played this week, but it was really interesting to see, and we have some nice matches to be looking forward to. But in the meanwhile, on the background, it was like a thunderstorm while you're watching TV.
Yeah.
Watch on TV is awesome, but the thunderstorm in the background is
insane.
Slightly disturbing.
I like thunderstorms, but I didn't like the drama.
Yeah. Tell us what happened, LP.
Oh, well, we're going to be hitting the drama in Dallas. Now this, oh man, as if Dallas just can't seem to get off of the limelight. XQC leaving the Fuel, you know, there was a lot of talks that the team kind of like forced him out and he just felt like he was unfairly represented. We've also heard talks of Monte Cristo speaking like the players might be doing a players union, you know, just because they might feel like underrepresented and they need some, you know, they need some legal team behind that just to make sure that no player feels like they're unfairly treated.
Yeah.
So, XQC leaving the Fuel. I'm sorry, you know, but I hope that, you know, he still has a successful stream. And it looks like there were rumors that the San Francisco Shock were looking into him, but I think it's all been dispelled by now.
Yeah. Would another team pick him up after all what happened and all the whole drama, the whole thing? Do you think any team would give him a chance again for the, let's say, the coming season?
You know, it's difficult to say. It's really difficult to say at this point. But, you know, I can assure you that XQC's stream will still be good. I think he has a lot of content. And he, like I said, he's just a personality. And he's going to do very successful in his endeavors.
For sure, so, for sure.
Don't feel bad, XQC supporters. Even though he's not in the league, you know, he's still doing his stream thing.
Yeah. He needs to be out of the loop for a time and just do his thing and... If he can stay away from the drama and just behave like a professional, he'll get a new chance in due time.
When he's ready, I guess he'll be ready to open up the doors. Good, well put. Another big news was Kai Kai, coach for the Fuel, was kind of throwing the team and staff under the bus. Now this was pretty big. It's just like Kai Kai is being blamed a lot for his coaching and the management of the team. In fact, he made a tweet saying, would not be surprised if majority of players start completely closing themselves off from social media. Overwatch League players have tried to make themselves so publicly available only for fans to use it as an opportunity to shit on them. Then hashtag blame Kai Kai, hashtag fire Kai Kai, hashtag Kai Kai die. Oh man, this is pretty intense. That's the meta right now. So
the meta.
Yeah. Yeah.
The drama meta.
The drama meta, yeah. So there's not... The organization right now is going through some fire.
I know.
Yeah, I guess they have something to work on in the next few months.
Maybe they all just need a group hug.
Yeah, no, like, definitely. The Dallas Fuel were one of those teams coming into the league that everybody just had high hopes. They had a fan sponsorship... And right now, they've just been really like...
Do you know what they need? They need a stiff drink. So
they need the Spawn's Loan.
Yeah. So they need a drink. To group up and have a drink together.
Yeah.
To chill.
That would be awesome, actually, to have team cocktails in the future.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, we thought about it.
As long as the color allows it.
Yeah.
The
Houston green would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
It actually gives off light. So you'll need to find some sort of drink that shines. But okay, we're getting off topic again.
All good. All good. I feel like we're all drunk here anyway with Slightly. The Sponge Lounge crew here. Reddit user Topher007 said that the players need to stop beating themselves up on social media And the fact that none of their coaches are telling them to like stop is outrageous. Coaches are meant to take the blame so that their players can focus on playing the game rather than being depressed and burned out, which fuel player effect that their tracer player went on Reddit to do an AMA. And he kind of addressed all these issues where, like, they're going through some really tough times. Like, the players are even, there's a little bit of animosity between players and coaches right now, and it's really not looking too hot. So, this was also another thing that, the Fissure player for former tank for London, and now he's the tank player for LA Gladiators. He said that, like, why are you guys putting AKM on Genji and Sombra when they clearly just signed Rascal? And this Rascal is one of the best DPS players in the league, in my opinion. He is a dirty, dirty Genji and a Sombra. So putting AKM, like, I feel like the management doesn't really know what they want. Like, they're putting out, they're putting players in their roles that they're not supposed to be in, that they're not so good at. So
yeah,
there's,
that
like
makes
I said,
no
there's,
sense.
No sense. There's drama in Dallas Town right now.
So it's going south.
Going south. But on the brighter side, guys. let's stop being so gloomy. Nate Nanzer, commissioner of Overwatch League, attended South by Southwest this week to address to the future of the vision for the Overwatch League, basically citing building the franchises similar to the NBA and NFL, and how he really believes that this is the future of, like, esports. Going out there and sharing a lot of, like, inspirational news about how, like, it's turning out to be. We had 400,000 Twitch users the first day that it came out, so I feel like it's really grown, and he's making sure that the popularity of the esports just continuously grows.
Yeah, if you
so
if you have like 12 teams that invested $20 million, you know, it shows that they believe in it and they think that it has a future. For those people, 20 millions might not be the same as it is for us. For us, it's damn right impossible to ever get $20 million in a lifetime, but still, it's a huge investment. So,
yeah, I do believe that the expansion teams for next year are going to be about like 25.
It's going to
35 million.
They even say it will
spot.
End up being 60 million in a few seasons to buy your slot. Yeah,
what?
You'll need to sell your car if you want to start a team.
Well, I have only high hopes for the Overwatch League. As long as it continues to thrive, we can continue to put food in our mouths.
Or cocktails.
Nom 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 nom.
Or cocktails.
All right.
So, other news. Pine hasn't been playing for NYXL due to being homesick. Now, I don't know if you guys remember Pine, you know, the super cheery, pink-haired NYXL player.
We all remember Pine.
Might have seen him, but...
Of course. He played
Even
the...
I know Pine.
The best McCree this side of the Mississippi has been feeling homesick, you know. So he went on and spoke to the team a little bit, and she said that I guess he's not really feeling too hot, so that's why we haven't been seeing him in the league as often. And yeah, just wow, it must be tough, you know. These players are young as well, and like they're probably missing home, missing like the Korean food.
Yeah, it's a long way from home. It's a different culture.
All of it.
It's Los Angeles, which is even a different culture. In the United States, it's I don't think it's easy for those guys. They've been used to playing in their own country, being here in their own country, getting support in their own country, and now they're on the other side of the world, literally. So, yeah, must not be easy for us, the young lads.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, it's never easy to be on the other side of the world and
yeah, with everybody watching you and the pressure.
Yeah, they must feel a lot of pressure, and they know there's a, I guess they know there's a lot of money involved, so I can only imagine the pressure
And the pressure's just going to make you want home even more.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, like, Houston is, well, not doing, they're doing okay, but I think it must get to you if you... One stage you're on the top of the world and then you start losing some games, and just that feeling that you feel things slipping away, and the more you get that feeling, the more nervous you get and the more difficult it becomes to concentrate. And
oh, I am
Someone just threw their microphone at the wall. It was just.
I am so
just
sorry.
I was just giving an example. No need to get aggressive and start throwing around the microphone.
I'm just so sad. They're all so sad on Twitter.
It's always the same thing with you. When I start talking about my team, you start throwing around the microphone. But every chance she gets, she's landing this, landing that, landing this.
Can't help it. I have to represent my city.
And disturb all the others.
London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah.
But yeah, Houston have been so sad all over Twitter. And I just want to hug all of them and tell them they're still doing a really good job.
Yeah, but they are. They're some real. They did awesome the previous stage, and they're still doing good. But that's the way it goes with if you're on the top of your game, you have these moments that things feel like they're slipping away. You'll get a grip again, and you'll be back.
Hope we see you back, Pine. I hope you hear this.
Send a clip of your voice saying, "We got your back.
Yeah,
we got your back.
We got your back." Pine, come back. We want to see some more
McCree. McCree is always nice.
Well, yeah, that about wraps it for the Overwatch League.
Nice. So, basically, the Overwatch League, it's actually the second week in a row. It has been more drama than actually the focus on the games. But let's hope that changes really fast and that that we can focus on what really is important, and that's the game.
The game.
The game.
How many weeks do we have left? So, this is week 3.
This is week 3. We have last week is next week, and then we go into a break.
How long is the break?
Stage 3.
Yeah, we're going to stage 2.
It's about 10-11 days.
Again, the same like we had last. So
yeah.
If I was a betting man, I would bet that this time we'll have playoffs with London, NYXL, and Seoul, which will be interesting to see. It's slightly sad that the Houston won't be in it.
It's okay.
Well, any news on as far as like when we're going to be seeing Brigitte in the or Brigitte in the I'm sorry guys, I cannot pronounce this name. I'm still banging my head on the wall. Like, how do I pronounce this hero's name?
Same for me.
Sure, we all are.
And you know, we and the half of Belgium speaks French, so Brigitte is actually a very common name over here in Belgium. But Brigitte isn't.
Oh.
So that's why I always call her Brigitte. Because I'm a silly Belgian Brigitte. And I only know what
silly
I
Belgian.
Know. So I stick to what I know. Yeah.
We call her Brigitte in America.
Brigitte. Which is a common name, yeah.
Brigitte.
So,
but yeah. I was wondering when we'd probably see her in the league. I hope we do see her soon. I wonder if anyone is going to play Brigitte.
Well,
as soon as she
comes
out. The
Mercy changes took... They were implemented in start of stage 2. So it was like 4 weeks after we all got the mystery changes, or even longer. So might be maybe stage 3, but I don't know. It might be too early for them. They want to really give them time to practice. Yeah. She'll be on competitive for other players the week after she was released. So that's the 28th of March, which is week 4.
Right,
I don't know if she'll make it into stage 3. They'll tell us for sure. They'll let us know. They'll send a message. Hey, Omnipost. It'll be, who's this? Lost your number. It's Blizzard. Oh, right.
Oh, you guys. Yeah, we remember.
Let us know.
Yeah, we love Blizzard. So, yeah, that was esports. And I guess that rounds up the podcast for today. It has been a nice one, and it flew by. Really, really fast.
It was a pleasure.
Really, thank you very much for coming on. It was awesome to have you guys on here. We always talked about having guests, and you were the first guys we thought of when we decided to do it.
We're so honored.
Yeah, no worries. We love you guys, and for our 10th episode, we wanted to do we'll have you guys on. We'll be doing more guests in the future, but thank you very much, Elena and Gianmarco. Gianmarco.
Bye, ce l'hai fatta.
That was great.
For joining us today.
And whenever you need Italian lessons, we're here.
All right. I would love some Italian food and some Italian drinks too. So it could be possible that somewhere in the next months.
Anything.
Jiu-Jitsu training.
That's great.
If I'm ever near Venice again, then I'll just say, okay, let's go practice some Italian. and get some pizza and some drinks.
Yeah. You really should. You really should.
Yeah, I need to plan a vacation anyways. No. It's time for some vacation. But thank you very much, guys, for being here. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners, anything you want to plug and have them check out?
Oh, well, just that we appreciate and we're so honored to feel so much love coming to us, and yeah, just thank you all.
All right, make sure to check them out on Instagram, the Spawn Launch, add them, follow them, like every post they do, and try their cocktails if you're below the legal age of drinking in your country, which is 21 in the States and 7 in Belgium. Make sure to use the alcohol-free versions, but they taste amazing. And we'll look into doing something. I said it like the day we met. I remember one of the first messages I sent you guys is that we have to do a live stream where we make cocktails together from the different sides from Europe, and we still need to do that one day.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And
you're waiting for
wow.
Yeah, I need to find the time, invite some friends over here, and then we'll put on a webcam and just make cocktails all over the world. We'll invite some people from the States.
It's going to start out really good, but I feel like by the end, you're going to be so wasted that you're going to forget you're on stream.
That's
the way it always ends up.
The next day, we'll be in papers all over the world. Like the whole two continents drink each other under the table and on stream.
But I think we'll win. I think Europe will win.
I'm waiting for a reaction of from LP. Come on, LP.
We drink. I mean, there's like some alcohol here in America that's good, but like you have your Bud Light, which is like water. So I don't really.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say we drink beer over here, and at that point I was going to do ha beer. Belgium has the beer, man. We have the beer, not the Germans.
Europe thinks that England drinks too much, so
yeah, that's true. That island is in a constant state of drunkenness. It's really awesome, but I love it. All right. So that leaves me with my two lovely co-hosts for today. Hannah, tell us, what do you want to plug?
The same as usual. Follow me on Twitter, guys. I'm not crazy, I promise. It's Hannah McManus.
I'm waiting for the day that you plug something totally different.
I know. One day I'll just come out with something.
Check out my website with sewing patterns or something like that. That would be different. All right, LP, tell us where people can find you and tell us about the watch parties that are coming up.
Well, you guys can check me out at LonzPons on Twitter. That's LonzPonz. And we do have some Mayhem watch parties coming up as well. We have one in Miami at the Buffalo Wild Wings on 5701 Sunset Drive, Suite B at South Miami. And then we have one in Orlando, which will be at the Oblivion Tap Room on 5101 East Colonial Drive. And the Miami one's going to be the 21st of March, and Orlando's going to be the Friday, the same week, which is the 23rd. Hope to see you guys there. You know, if you see me, make sure you send a little shout out.
So if you're from Florida, make sure to show your face and yell at him, LP, it's me. Bring me another.
I might feel a little bit intimidated by that, but I'll definitely shake your hand.
And then go and hide in a corner.
They're teasing me. Alright. Make sure to check out our website. Make sure to check out our Instagram account. Keep an eye on our Twitch channel. We'll be streaming again all week. And I would love to thank you all for listening and sticking around. If you have the chance, give us a nice review on whatever platform you're listening, and make sure to subscribe, because we're at episode 10 already, and it'll keep coming with more guests, with more bullshit, with more fun. And I hope to see you all back next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Ciao.